All right, we have a special guest today. Everyone's a fan favorite, obviously. Isaiah Wilkins. We got Phony Bennett here. I'm TW. Mm-hmm. We're going to jump on. First, we want to hear how you're doing. How's your season going?
Oh, hey, catch people up. Where are you playing?
I'm in Germany, South Germany, Ulm, Germany. It's been good, man. It's been a really good season for us, I'd say. We're fighting right now. Are we locked into playoffs? And then we're fighting for positioning. I think we're sixth right now, trying to move to fifth or fourth. But Euro Cup, like a lot of fun, a really good year, really big year for my career, I'd say. So it's been great, like basketball wise.
So Euro Cup, so you're playing teams from other nations too, from other leagues?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the season. We played France, Spain, Italy, two teams in Montenegro. I think that was it. I think so.
Dude, that's awesome. Living the life.
Yeah. Amazing, incredible experience for sure.
And then what you said, you may be coming home to Charlottesville at the end of the season. Is that
fair? Yeah, no, 100% I am. It's whenever we finish, hopefully we finish in late June, which means we go all the way. But I'm stationed in Richmond, so I'll be at the school for the whole summer after I'm vaccinated and all that good stuff.
Yeah, come home, get vaxed up.
Yeah,
100%. Do you have to get vaccinated before you return, or do you just have to come home and quarantine?
I don't even know. I'm sure like by that time they'll have rules for Europe basketball and all that stuff. But yeah, got to come home, quarantine, get the shots. And then I think what I make it by mid late July, I should be able to move around a little bit.
Nice. All right. So the big news and the reason we originally talked to you is commitment from someone you're familiar with, Igor. Is it Igor Milicic? Is that how I say his name?
Yeah. That's how I say it, Igor Milicic.
All right. So yeah. tell us, what do you know about him? What are the Hoos expecting it are going to get from Igor?
Well, I think first and foremost, he's a great person. Like, that was kind of the, when I first got here, he was just really happy to be around. He's a guy who's on the Pro B team, so maybe, you know, I don't know how Germany works. Two levels down from the top league, but would be in practice with us and all that stuff. And also, man, he worked out every single morning at like 6 a.m. before school.
Mike Curtis going to love him.
He'll love Mike Curtis too, huh? That for sure. It's a crazy story, actually, how it all played out is I played in Poland last year, and his dad's team was the number one team in Poland. So I knew of his dad before I came over here, because his dad's team really, really, really gave it to us when we played him. So my first thing I said to him when I met him was like, "Oh man, your dad's team in Poland." We were talking about that. But no, he's a great, great, great kid, hard worker, man. And I think he has an opportunity to be really special. I was excited for him. He'll have the full experience. I'm really excited for him.
A lot of people seem to be asking, you know, the big debate is whether or not he's going to be able to contribute first year. Do you think he's someone who can see a lot of time under Tony Bennett?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it takes time, but the first year guys, time to adjust and learn the defense. Like that would be the main concern of, you know, if you can play or not, is can you guard? But I think he can, man. He practices with us, right? So I know the level that he can play at. I've seen him. He's tall. He's tall, long. He can move. Like, and at the end of the day, right, if you work hard at the pack and, like, you have the right mindset, you'll learn it. And it's just a matter of time. But I think for sure he can contribute his first year, give some. He plays with great energy. Like, you know, he's a guy who whatever role you give him, he'll excel in it. No questions asked. And you can always use a guy like that on your team.
Yeah, what's a comparison for him? You don't have to be within UVA, but just a basketball comparison for fans who are wondering what kind of guy we're getting.
Yes, so you got a guy, I give him 6'9". I might be being, I think, taller than me for sure. He has really good guard skills, like really good guard skills. He's been working on all season. He's been improving, and he's a really good shooter. So I think that, like, from what I remember from what I played, he could be like a pick and pop guy, kind of like how they use when they would put one of the guards at the four. And then but I think that he can do a lot on the perimeter as well. He'll gain weight and be able to, you know, play the five, get strong. I mean, not school to five, he'll be able to play the four and guard the four and all of that stuff as well. But so I think he can be a guy who you'll see play maybe 2, 3, 4 at different points in the year.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, and you know what's coming back for UVA. That seems to be something of need, right? With some size and versatility, especially on defense.
yeah, absolutely, man. Like, I think that he has the ability, like all the kind of intangibles to be like grow into a glue guy. And of course he'll be thrown in the fire early. Like if, I don't know what the transfer, first of all, this new transfer rule is insane. You can just go and play immediately. It's crazy. Right. But,
and another ACC school too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like that's insane to me. But yeah, I think that he'll go in with the right mindset and give, you know, work for what he can get and go from there. I'm really excited for him. Yeah.
What have you told him about playing for Tony Bennett? What have you tried to prepare him with?
I don't even know all of this was going on. Like it happened. UVA was talking to a guy who's also on Igor's team. His name was Jeremy. And he committed to Baylor.
Right.
And so when I got over here, I was just texting back and forth with Johnny, like, I saw Jeremy today. I can see like why the program wanted him. He's super athletic, great guy, could be a hell of a defender. And we just texted throughout the season. And I was like, hey, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this kid, but like, I think he can play. I think it'd just be something to keep an eye on. This is like December early. And I think they just kept an eye on him. He got a few games up with my team, the top team of like Radio Farm Home, and he played well. And I think they just kept contact, you know, Igor, his mom, his dad, and it worked out. But I didn't talk to him about it at all. I didn't want to violate NCAA rules or something. Like, right. I didn't want anything crazy come back and happen to me. So I didn't talk to him about UVA at all. Didn't even mention I was talking to him about the school. Or anything like that, just because I just want to be like, if he's going to have it and he wants to do it, like I want him to do it for himself and not just because like he felt like he owed anybody anything or anything like that.
That's cool.
Well, now you got to show him some tape of you.
Yeah. See, he sees me in Germany. When I see him this, cause I'll go home and I'll see him this summer when I'm out there, we'll play pickup and I'll show him my pack line, defense, huh?
I love it. Give him that primer before he hits Charlottesville.
Yeah, I'll give him a couple of good screens. I'll yell at him a little bit, and I'll be back. It's like I'm playing in college again.
So he's. You said he gets. Is it kind of like a G League situation, like a two way where he gets called up sometimes and they'll play with your squad?
Yeah. Okay. So they have it's the Pro B, which is mostly the young guys in Germany. Like as they build up, they go Pro B, Pro A, and then BBL, burnt German BBL. So he has like a double license. So he would play, you know, Pro B. He can always practice with us and then we'll take him some games like whenever the coach decides. So he's gotten, I think, 3 or 4 games up with us. He's played really well in his games too. That's good, great. Good attitude and all of that stuff. So
tell the fans, what is the level of competition on both that level and his B level? For what's an example of some people that have come out of that?
Top BBL or the league that I play in when he plays up, you see like a little bit of everybody, like Perry Jones, who played for the Thunder. He's plays on the team in Germany. A lot of the Germany is a big landing spot because they take 6 imports. I just played against Marcus Thornton from William & Mary. I think he went it's really, really good competition on the top. And then Pro B, you get, you know, some Americans who, you know, just are looking to start up too, but that one is more hard for me to say because I didn't get to see too many of his games. But like when he would practice with us, we have like a guy named Dylan Osikowski who went to Texas, who's like on our team, Troy Copain, who was from Virginia, went to Cincinnati, Eric Coleman. Like he's playing against guys who played high level college basketball and practice every day. And not only competing, but like, making everybody better.
Nice. So, I mean, these are grown ass men. These are like men, too. Not like
men. So it's a high level of game, though, because that's what I think. Yeah, a lot of fans just don't know. I mean, is this been like high school ball or what he's playing? You know, at that B level, is it more like a college, like at least a mid major college, maybe higher?
Pro B, I would maybe a little higher than high school, maybe like a prep school, like, you know how they do that.
Yeah.
But when he comes up here, everybody likes him too. So everybody goes at him, right, to give him a hard time and all that stuff. So when he comes to our practices, this is grown men who all graduated like college basketball and are playing to feed their families. So he's playing against good competition.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tough. That level. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's had his good fights and all that stuff.
I like it. So what are your thoughts on that? You mentioned earlier the transfer portal. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Like, what do you think that's going to do?
Well, I didn't even know it was a thing. I haven't been on the social media really this whole year because it didn't make sense. I was just going to be it just didn't make sense for me to be on it. And I got on it, and it's I was seeing people were transferring. I was like, oh, you know, it's normal every year people transfer. Like, you know, hope it works out. But then I saw they can play immediately. I was like, wait, what? How is this possible? Like, there's some situations for sure I understand. Like, you know, your coach changes jobs. I'm for that. Or, you know, family issues. I'm always for that. But it's like, I know a guy. This is insane. Like, you can just leave and go play. How is this possible? Like, in the same conference is crazy.
Well, that's what they're saying. The number one reason is guys just wanting more time, more minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so how do you feel about that? If you're a guy, you're hoping to play professionally someplace when you graduate, you need that exposure. I mean, is it okay to do that? Or what do you think? You keep that commitment? Yeah,
for sure. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I understand it. But like after you graduate and you go overseas, overseas is like, it can get rough. Like it's different. So if you transferring off of 1 year and you're playing and you're not getting enough shots, the high level Europe, guys are getting like 15 minutes a game, 7 points. Like, you're being paid like the big money, but like, I don't know. Like, guys have NBA dreams and that's a different story, but everybody can't go there. And from there you go to Europe and it's a completely, completely different ballgame. You can't really get away with that. Like, I think that, like the Virginia guys are doing really well overseas. Like, Toby's having a great career overseas. DA's also having a great career.
Yep.
Dev is killing this year, but I think it's a credit to the staff and the way that we play is like, you play for the team. If you get the opposite, like you score one day, you have 18 points, great. If you don't score and you have 2 points, great. You still play for the team. And that's how it is over here. So I don't like, if you're going to transfer to try to look to shoot a lot and then expect the same after, it can get rough quick.
Yeah, it seems like this is setting a lot of people up for failure in terms of like, you know, everyone's getting basically cashing in on potential. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But not actually having to prove it. And if you don't ever have to prove it, it seems like it's going to be, I mean, eventually it's going to come and get you, right? I mean,
yeah. I feel like if you're in your third year, right, and you're still not, you know, doing what you want to do, okay, I'm all, you know, you got 1 year left and you have to. But like, if you don't play your freshman year, I feel like that's normal, especially at this level.
Right.
You come into college 18 years old and there are some special 18 year olds, but like, these are grown. I came to college and was playing against AG and DA. It was no way I was supposed to be out on that court. Like, I don't know, man. That's tough. That's a tough situation.
Yeah, I mean, is the one and done thing actually hurting a lot of people in terms of expectations, right? Because now everyone's thinking, oh, you know, all of these guys are coming in one and done, and I can do that too. Is that kind of the pressure that does? You know, incoming first years are coming in thinking that regardless, I'm a one and done, even if you're totally not, but in your mind, you're like, I'm gonna come in and play 1 year. I'm out. I'm that good. And then.
Yeah.
It doesn't play out that way. Yeah.
I think I'm going to tell you, I think that it might be social media. Like, I think that for when I was coming out of high school, it was YouTube, the Ball Is Life mixtapes and the Hoop mixtapes and all of that stuff was like, if you had one of those, even if you weren't a good basketball player, you automatically like, you know what I mean? You were automatically in that realm. But now I think it's just like everybody can do everything on social media. You can have all of this stuff. And I think that if guys aren't getting like the attention from that, it can like really play with their minds. But I don't even know anything about one and done. So if I had to guess, it would be something like, that's just crazy to me. Like, just tough it out, man. Just at least for a couple years, and then you can make your decision.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's probably also fair if you're like, I just don't fit here. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And then true. You move on. Like, better to do it early than like suffer through and resent everyone for 3 years. I don't know.
True. And that's true. I don't know, man. It's just, I also feel like the red shirt sometimes help though, right? To learn a system, you get a year to get better. But I understand not playing a game sucks. So I don't know.
I mean, you look back at UVA's history. If this rule was in place, UVA would be a different place. Like, so many different people have been in and out of here. I don't know. This is going to be interesting to see how it plays out anyway.
Yeah. I think the teams who stay together the longest, like, I mean, who are for each other, like the UVAs and Villanovas, like that always kind of plays up when it's time. Yeah. Especially in March or whenever the tournament is, April, I don't know.
Yeah, the one and dones haven't been winning at all. They're not the ones that have been going to the championship. I think you need that better experience and that those guys that have been together for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
I was watching a Michael Jordan interview, and they asked him about what's the difference between this generation and his. And his point his thing was like, it's the issue, not even the issue. He's like, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Dr. J himself, they got that big from what they earned. So they got big Nike deals, they got big contracts, but they earned that first. Yeah. But the kids today are coming in and getting these same bigger deals before even earning it. And he thinks that that's what has changed the whole dynamic of play. Because now you just entitled, you literally are entitled to it. If you have the expectation of it, you don't even have to do it. I mean, that sounds right. I have no idea, obviously, but that sounds fair. Like, it makes sense, right? Now it's like, you just get it up front and then it's up to you to go do it. And a lot of people will be like, no, I already got my money. I'm good. Like, I don't need to go do it.
Especially if you don't make it to the NBA, man. I'm telling you, in Europe, they don't care like about any type of college, anything. Like, because these guys have been playing, the young guys here who don't go overseas, like Igor would have stayed, they've been playing pro since they were 16 years old. What is college to them? You know what I mean? Like, what is NCAA? Like, I don't care about that. Come over here and like play real basketball. And it all go. I'm telling you, all I've seen like ex-NBA players who just couldn't figure it out, can't do it. But a guy who played, there's a guy in Germany who played like Division II. Came and just worked his way up, and now he's playing. I think he's about to go to EuroLeague or something like that. It's insane.
That's cool. I mean, it's not a surprise that Luka is dominating in the NBA.
Nah, yeah. Once I got over here, I was like, oh, nah, it's no way. This dude is amazing. This is a grown man. And they like, and they foul on purpose. Like, you know what I mean? It's rough over here.
That's cool. All right, so how many more regular season games do you have before playoffs?
Two more. We play Bayern Munich and Bonn. So two more, and then we got two German Cup games because we made the German Cup semifinals. And if we win at the final, and then we start playoffs May 19th.
All right.
So these leagues seem to have a lot in common with the European soccer leagues and how all that stuff works. Is there a promotion and relegation in this?
Yep. So the bottom two in Germany, the bottom two teams get relegated. And then whoever wins the Pro A moves up. Okay. So same. It's pretty cool actually. It's a lot of cool. It's a different game for sure. But if you can figure it out, it's a good place to be, because at the end of the day, like, you can just travel Europe and play ball. It's pretty good.
You've seen some amazing cities too.
Yeah. If it wasn't quarantine, I'd have a lot more stories for you. But right. We've been on lockdown.
Wait, even so, when you go to these other cities, you're still locked down, right? Because you're just
whole Germany is locked down. Like, I mean, you can go to the grocery store, take out food in some places, but everything else is like shut down. We opened up a little bit, and then the corona cases went up, and they shut it down again. Curfew's at 9, so like when we get back tonight, it'll be 2-3 a.m. And we have a letter in our car written in German, like to give to the police if we get pulled over, saying like we just got home from a game.
Wow. All right. It's no joke. All right. Appreciate your time. I know you're going to go celebrate with your teammates. So we appreciate you taking the time. Cav fans, yeah. Virginia fans are going to be happy to hear
about it. Yeah, man, you. Always good catching up with you, man. Your name comes up so all much. The time.
Nah, yeah, you guys are awesome. I'll be in Charlottesville this summer, so I'll see everybody.
And yeah, we'll catch up with you then.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Cool, man. Appreciate your time again. Shout out to Earl Bayanga, whoever that is. Let me use your Zoom. Appreciate him.
Yeah, appreciate Earl. Earl. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
All right. All right, man.
Thank you. Peace, fellas.
All right.